Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wise Mind on the Artist Law, The Remorseful Mind Part 2. Modern philosopher Jansenius T. Lyons Jr. Wise Mind Radio, Wednesday, March 8, 2017. Join us live on Wise Mind Radio to engage with our topics on bullying. The first part of the show, and in the second half, Part 2, The Remorseful Mind, call in to the show at 646-200-3817 from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, from 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remorse is one of the most potent forces that can and will bully your mind crazy. Contact us on Twitter at Tito, Papacito, 1955, or Gigi. 1015 www.wisemindevelopment.org.
Hi Tito, this is Gigi and welcome to the show. I've got a lot of background noise in my area today. And Tito, you're going to be on your own tonight. I can come in and bail you out at different times. So are you ready to rumble? And hello everyone out there. Thank you for calling in and listening in. What you doing, Tito? How's the weather there? Are you ready to rumble, Tito? Are you ready to rumble, Tito? Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it seems as if we're having some background pop problems and technical problems with Tito, and I'm going to see if I can do this one more time and see if everybody is engaged in conversation and dialogue with Mr. Lodge tonight. Again, I'm having a lot of noise on my end, so Tito, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, this is Gigi Adams Evans on Wise Mind Radio. Again, ladies and gentlemen, excuse the delay. I had lost the connection with you, Tito, for a moment. So are you ready to rumble tonight?
Yes, I am.
All right, then. Let's get busy. I'm going to go on mute and let you have the show. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can call in 646-200-3817, and you're listening to Wise Mind, Part 2 of The Remorseful Mind, of course, with bullying as our show topic. Tito?
Thank you so very much, Gigi. I'd like to welcome each and every listener of the show tonight to let you know that at Wise Minds World, we celebrate you each and every day. And I will tell you why. The reason for it is because it is your support that keeps the show in the air and lives are being transformed from around the globe. Messages, feedback from each show, etc. We are successful. Now it is a matter of keeping it, keeping the success alive and growing. And we are doing just that. I'd like to thank you so very much for that and ask for your labor, your health, love, ones and vision to be blessed. Thank you so much. I'd like to dedicate the show to two very, very good friends. I mean, very good friends of mine in Mansfield, Ohio. They are Vincent D'Agostino and his future wife, Diana. They are, I mean, we've been friends for decades, And it is a friendship relationship that just keep growing, it's maturing, etc. So, hello, Vinny. And I like to let anyone who is listening, who also interested in investments, to check in with Vincent D'Agostino Investment in Mansfield, Ohio. If you contact me, I can give you privately. I can give you the telephone number. Sorry about that. I was so excited to dedicate the show to them. I have the telephone number with me, and you can look it up. It is D'Agostino Investments in Mansfield, Ohio. Well, we are we ready, and let's get started. Well, last week, show title was Remorse, the Remorseful Mind. And the way that we looked at it, the approach, the wise mind approach to the topic was one that clearly explained how strong and destructive guilt is on the mind, not just the mind, but also on all energies of a person. And it was a very good show, and I'm glad that today you tune in for the Remorseful Mind part two. One of the questions that I get, as I mentioned to you, many listeners send in their questions via Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and the text also, and some of them write to me. The first question is how that I like to answer to based on the feedback that I get is how does the mind become remorseful through guilt? Well, the answer is mismanagement of the mind. We ask each person was supposed to be educated to universal relativity theory of the mind. I have discovered universal relativity of the mind, and I have been promoting it for the past 24 years. I have written many self-development wisdom education through it. It guides my thought process, which works well, character development wisdom education. And now we have the wise mind development education, and thank God we are able to bring it to you via the airwaves. On this show every Wednesday, 7 p.m., Wise Mind Educational Radio Show. And the show title today is, "It Will Always Be Bullying the Solution." Well, what is remorse? What does remorse have to do with bullying? It has everything to do with it. Because any thought, bullying is not only when a person physically attacks you or verbally insulting you or emotionally insulting you. That is, yes, those are bullying, those are physical actions, but there are many other ways that you can be bullied. And in some instances, such as this one, guilt can bully a mind for decades. And the person to whom that mind belongs to may not even aware of it. That is one reason why we have many individuals, unfortunately, they use drugs. They are being pushed. Guilt is a force, and that's what it does. It bullies the mind. All forces are destructive. The only constructive energy there is the one that creates all universe, including your being. And it is called love. Love doesn't hurt, and it will never hurt you. Period. Guilt usually happened in the aftermath of an action a person took, and the reason why the action was taken, or actions instead of this, let me put it this way, all action taking are or were first in the mind in the form of thoughts. The mind nurture the thoughts until it believes in it, that whether it's wrong or, since we're talking about guilt, I would say, yes, whether it's wrong or right, it thinks about it and start creating beliefs for it. And before you know, if it is wrong, nothing will stop this person from taking action because that person believes it is the right thing to do, which is usually what happens to minds that are not protected. How do we protect a mind? A mind is protected by wisdom that influences, universal wisdom, that to influence its decision-making process. You are supposed to be the leader of every one of your energies. The mind is energy. It is created to help you throughout your physical journey on Earth. And the mind is made of three components. One is the conscious, which is the vault where all information you ever encountered in your life are recorded and always being played. Regardless what it is, what you see, what you heard, what you feel, etc., they are there in your conscious, and you have your conscience, which is the energy that guilt practically attacks when that first gets into your mind. And there is also the doubt. We are approaching the first quarter of the show. I'm going to turn it over to Gigi to see what Gigi has to say. Let's take a break. Refreshing our throats. Thank you so very much, and please don't go away. Stick with me. And please call with your questions or comments at 646-200-3817. Gigi? Apparently,
I'm here, Tito. We're having a little technical problems. But again, I'll say hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Wise Mind on the Artist Loft platform. We have modern philosopher John Phineas T. Lyons, Jr., as always on Wednesday nights, and I'm having a bit of difficulty with our background sound tonight, so we're going to play some music, and we'll be back with an advertisement, and I'll turn the mic back over to Tito. So sit back and enjoy, and the number to call in is 646-200-3817. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a little bit of some background music from Spotify, and I hope that you're enjoying the evening tonight, and I hope that everyone is doing fine. We're having a little bit of difficulty, as I said before, some background noises in my area. And you're on the artist, you're on Wise Mind Radio Show tonight. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams-Evans, and that number to call in is 646-200-3817. We're on from 7 to 8 p.m. tonight with modern philosopher John Phineas T. Lyons, Jr., and our topic tonight is bullying, the first part of the show, and in the second half, part two, The Remorseful Mind. So thank you for listening and enjoying the music that we've played so far, and now I'm going to turn the mic back over to Tito. Tito?
Yes, Gigi. I'd like to personally apologize to everyone for the technical difficulty that we are experiencing tonight, because the sound of the music that was being played may have not gone through. You who are listening may have not heard it. It was, so I'm very sorry about that, and let's keep moving forward, because that's life. That is life, and we're sorry, that is not the way we usually have uninterrupted, no problem show time. So let's keep moving forward. How do we, where we left was, how do we protect our minds from the remorseful, from remorse, or the condition of remorse? Well, the mind can only protect it by wisdom, universal wisdom. It's very, very important. I mean, of course, yes, I do come across so many individuals that use the word wisdom and not really understand that wisdom is an energy, and as it's an energy that through which or which guide in God the mind decision making process, a mind that never been exposed, or other words, there are two forms of remorse, or we can approach remorse in two different ways. One is the force of it when it is being pushed on us by guilt, And the other one is when we willfully imposed such a, I would say, not condition at this point, but when we impose remorse on our mind is very important, but very, again, or not, it's each person to understand the value of remorse when you introduce your mind to it. It is one way that you test the integrity of your character. It's a self-imposed not pressure, but I would say it's a self-imposed stress that you put on your mind. So it can develop awareness of its actions, whether impulse or pattern that it usually routinely practice. It is important to have that because I do believe strongly that the practice of bullying, which becomes a mentality, a disease, is one that you usually will find being adopted by minds that do not reason, that does not I would say, yes, they do not reason. There is no remorse. Those minds never been willfully evaluated, examined, corrected. The actions to be corrected, and that's usually the minds that just go on, and they have no sense of remorse, and this is the reason why it is okay. It seemed to be okay for them, for a mind like that to do anything, even kill a person and don't really care. I mean, as we are, here and there we watch news, children, teenagers, or young people are killing each other for a pair of sneakers, for shoes. And some muggers, they kill their victims and find 20 cents in the pocket of that person, or in that person's pocket. Their minds have no barrier. There is no bar, as they say. They have nothing. There is no sense. There is no sense of remorse afterwards or beforehand that to protect this mind from even nurturing the thoughts of doing something like that to anyone. And that goes for bullying too. This is the reason why this subject is so important for the show, for this show, which title is Bullying the Solution. It is not only what someone does to you physically that would bully your mind, but your mind is to be your mind can be invented and or reinvented at any age. Of course, yes, not every one of us was blessed or fortunate to have parents whose mind or who pass on certain wisdom to their children, which guide and guard those children's minds when they make decisions, they don't get into certain practices or mentality practices. But not all of us. And it never been any better than that for a long time. This is the reason why we find bullying to become an epidemic. Worse than the flu. Usually you will hear on the news that, oh yes, the flu, there is a major flu that is affecting people's health in this state, that state, how many state or anything. But bullying, it's everywhere and worldwide. It can and we will stop it, however, through self-development, wisdom, education. We are approaching, we are at the second quarter of the show. I'm going to turn the mic over to Gigi, see what she's got to say, and then come right back to you. Thank you so much for listening with us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode, a Wednesday night episode of Wise Minds on the Artist Loft platform. This is your radio host, G. Adams Evans, and I'd like to interject a little something to back up Tito and what he's saying. So if you'd like to call in, please call in at 646-200-3817. But remorse, and as we're talking about the subject of bullying, thank God for the background noise, it finally died down. But as we're talking to, we're talking about remorse, and remorse is an emotional expression of personal regret felt by a person after they have committed an act which they deem to be shameful, as Tito was just talking about, where death is sometimes an intimate part of a person's demise. Also, it can be hurtful or violent. Remorse is also closely allied to guilt, and it's self-directed to resentment. A lot of people that are bullies, as we're talking about in this topic tonight, so many bullies are resentful of so many kids, and these bullies go around to make the kids and also adults who have bullying experiences as well on the job and the workplace and homes and nursing centers and all sorts of places, they have this sense of fear about them. So when a person is actually committing this remorse on, you know, it's purposely, it's done purposely, and it's done with resentment. So we have to really pay close attention to that. So I'm going to give this mic back to Tito and let him finish up. But I did want to play an advertisement before we go back. So hopefully you'll be able to hear the advertisement this time, as with the last time Tito said it was having a little bit of a difficulty. But please stay tuned for the advertisement, and we'll be right back.
Hi, guys. This is Gigi Adams-Evans with a brief advertisement for you. Go to www.ustream.tv/channel/franzlicious, FranzLicious to listen to music videos and more show, the Franzlicious music video and more shows. You will not be sorry that you went there. And also, you can find him on Facebook and Twitter, Franz Eights. Also, Mr. Kenny Fuller of SBG, Sideblock Generals Records, and Euphorium Records. Both guys are music promoters, and they're looking for and seeking music artists of all walks of life. So hit them up. Tell them that Gigi sent you there. Y'all have a great day.
All right, thank you for that brief pause, and I'd also like to say hello to a special friend of mine and Tito's, his friend Bill Hanna in Sweden. Hi, Bill Hanna, and hi, Sophie. Last week, Bill Hanna's daughter, Sophie, did a theater production called Wicca. It's about women and strength, and I'd like to say congratulations to her on that. Bilhana said it was a success, and you can go to Vimeo, V-I-E-M-O, to watch the trailer of WICCA with Sophie Amon, and we'd like to wish you all hello. We'd like to wish you all greetings of love, and say thank you for giving me that information, Bilhana, that I could put on the radio show for you. So back to you, Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. Thank you to everyone for staying with us as we continue in looking at the importance exploring. Yes, that is the right term. Exploring remorse from two different ways. One is from guilt, which is a self-destructive, and because it's a force, guilt is force. And also from a self-examination discipline that you impose on your mind to guide it, guard it, whenever that there is a decision to make. So those principles, disciplines, would guide and guard the mind. And I tell you what, at any, again, the mind can be invented and reinvented at any age, but those are the kind of education that you offer to your children, I mean, at very early age. When you tell your child to who is acting ways that disturb peace in the lives of others in the house or, yes, in the family, when you tell that child to go to his room, what is your intention? Why do you do so? Why do you say so? And what do you expect your child to do, to know to do when it takes time out? Well, from personal experience and also wisdom, I discovered that the parents should have never to send a child to his or her room, take time out alone. Of course, yes, the child just did something that is wrong. But you have not yet, or did you, or have you been educating your child's mind to wisdom of meditation, examination? No. So sending a child to sit in, well, I would say just go to the room, to his or her bedroom, it's like sending a blind person to in a field to find gold or diamond. They don't know what to do. And you are supposed to go there with them. Especially, sorry, not just I'm starting at childhood, but until that child would leave your home, every time there is an opportunity to take time out, you take it with the child. Why? You are the leader. You're supposed to lead, to educate your child. The wisdom of human leadership, so that child can lead his or her own human, also spiritual leadership, so that child can lead, learn how to lead his or her own spirituality. You're supposed to do that. You don't send the child there alone. go one step further, I do believe that there, for those of us who use psychologists, we pay visit to psychologists for counseling, consultations, every time there is something that is where we feel that we need assistance. It's the same thing with a parent. A parent is supposed to be the leader of the family and friend to his children and spouse. Friends communicate with friends. For example, as I earlier in the beginning of the show, I dedicated the show to my brother, Vincent D'Agostino, and his wife, Diana. There is nothing in my heart I would not tell Vinny. So I don't need, if something is bothering me, the minute I sense something is going to bother me, I would call Vinny. Oh, Vinny, do you have a minute or two? Here is awesome. This is about to bother me. It's been in my mind. What do you think about it? Or I just need your ears so I can hear the sound of what is bothering me. Whether he says something or not, it doesn't matter. I trust him because his character has been tested over decades. And his character has proven to be one that is reliable. So when I talk with him, I feel good already. So the rest is a matter of routine. Well, when you practice the habit of taking time out with your children, your work as a leader is to remind and encourage and practice, encourage through practice meditation, self-reconciliation, examinations of the mind. It's very, very important to be careful with words that you use to express wisdom in spirit, well, universal wisdom to your children. Should never, speaking of bullying, should never criticize your child. Try something, it doesn't come out right, okay, at least there is some part of it that is right. So fix the other parts that are not coming out, that were not done well. Your work, your responsibility is to encourage your children through, and yeah, you support them and you encourage them to want to allow their minds to be stimulated. Because when at the being level, when the mind is stimulated at the being level, your child would be able to reason, vision, and create at the being level. It is so hard. It is so hard on a young mind to be told to do things that they never learned. They haven't yet learned anything about it. You are preventing your child's mind from ever to be tempted and overpowered by guilt later on. It's not a matter of good child, bad child, no. It's a matter of decision making. Your child hasn't, yes, your child can make some good decisions, but it has not, if it has not been in existence long enough on earth, many of those decisions could, may not go well. That is why your child is to be supported, fully supported by mom and dad. Again, yes, you are supposed to be the leader of the family, but leader of the family is not someone who is bossing people around. It's someone who is at the leadership position to educate every one of his supporters about the very same wisdom of leadership that enabled him to manage a family group. You are supposed to sit down with your child and not to lecture him all the time. You talk with your child to communicate an idea or thought, a lesson, not to intimidate your child. You won't have a friend. Usually, every time that, we are at the last quarter or third quarter of the show. I'm going to turn it over to Gigi for the, and then to come back in closing with you. I was rolling and thank God I take a look at the clock. Thank you. Please hang on with me. I'd like you to understand the point of the topic, why it is called the remorseful mind. Very important. See you in a few. Gigi.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. And we encourage you to call in to Wise Mind on the Artist Love platform. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams-Evans, and I'd like to say hello to everyone, my family, the supporters that do listen in to this show. Thank you for the emails that you do send in. Thank you for those that do call in, and thank you for those that are on Twitter that do listen in and download the show. We would certainly appreciate your support by calling in to the show and engaging in dialogue with us from time to time. It makes the show much more exciting, and we have so much fun engaging in the dialogue with you, your personal experiences, all the things that you do in life, especially about bullying. So without further ado, we're talking about the remorseful mind. Actually, we were talking about bullying in part one, and then, of course, we were talking about the remorseful mind and all the things that it does that ties into bullying. And it's of an illegal content to have a remorseful mind, I'm sorry, and do so many nasty things or ugly things to people, and especially to help them to encourage to kill themselves by suicide and you killing a person killing them themselves. So it's when you don't feel remorse is when you do these things to other people. And a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, I have to say this because people say that bullying is only geared in negative households. And I have to re-interject that and say that that's not true, because some kids feel like they're left out regardless of what you do for them. No matter how much love you give them, there's always something inside of them that wants them to become a bully in some way. And to me, those kids need a little bit more counseling. So I'm going to play this music and come back, more than likely. They have emotional disturbances as well. So we're going to play this sound and come back and Tito finish doing his thing as he usually does every night. So hold on and please enjoy the music. We'll be back. Thank you for that brief moment in time so we can go get us some water and come back and finish up the show tonight. We'll probably go into overtime for another additional 5 minutes to get everything out that Tito wanted to cover tonight. As usual, we do go into overtime lots of times, and I do apologize in advance again for the technical difficulties that we were having here on my end, and we hope that you call in. You've got about 7 minutes to call in if you'd like to, 646-200-3817. This is Gigi Adams-Evans, your radio host for Wise Mind on the Artist Loft platform. Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. And welcome back, everyone. Tonight we are, as for every Wednesday, I take great pleasure and appreciate each and every one of you whose participation to the show and also support that keeps financial super donations that keep the show going in the air. I don't know how to thank you anymore. Any other way than that to tell you that your contribution is transforming minds from all around the globe. Within an hour show, you don't get to know or witness too much except the education. But however, this show is never stopped because from many, many, many countries, lots of people are listening to the show. And in fact, I like to say lots of individuals are listening to the show. And It is because of you. Thank you so very much. Let's close the show tonight. What we were speaking about is the effect and the importance of encouraging mind to impose remorse on itself so it can be aware, it can develop keen awareness for any thought, any idea that could carry the potentiality of situations that will create remorse for the mind of that person. Remorse is no fun. However, when it is a guilt that force the remorse on your mind, the way to get rid of it is at the being level, you go into meditation and speak up. I encourage everyone to cultivate the wisdom of honesty, because honesty is your messenger. It delivers your message, it receives message for you. Go in the into meditation and communicate everything that you could think of. Empty up your heart, your core. Empty it up. Empty up your conscious. Because what happened is remorse, remorse through guilt, or guilt itself, what it does, it bullies your conscience. Your conscience is your judge, is your counselor. Your mind is a counselor. It's an energy, one of the energies that forms the entity of your mind. It deprives it. It drains its energy. And when your conscience is overpowered, well, it's not easy. If that goes for too long, it will not be easy to clear it up or to replenish those energies to the point where the cause, the reason for which or through which guilt had overpowered your conscience. Yes, you can overpower. Oh, yes, easily. Easily the mind can. You'll be surprised what your mind can do. However, you need wisdom to enable you to do that. Do not allow guilt to sit in your mind. It will keep draining not only your conscience, but it will keep draining so many of your energies. And some people commit suicide from guilt. Yeah, they got so depressed. And as I mean, for those of you who have read, and I would encourage everyone to read my ebook, the first published ebook, the first volume, Wise Mind. You can find it at download it from smashwords.com. Smashwords.com. ITA Publishing, ebook publishing. You can find it from any. It is published through all ebook formats, so whichever that you like, that is compatible with your telephone or computer, laptop. You can do it there. It doesn't cost much money, under $5. You will understand. This book is an outline of all the wisdom that universal wisdom that wise mind uses to rehabilitate the mind of bully's victim. And to renew the mind of bully. A bully's mind is one that is being bullied. Yeah, then that's what caused it to take the frustrations on someone else. That's all. However, a person who practices that, young or older person, that is not a death sentence. It can be, the mind can be renewed at any moment. So this is why I encourage you to contact me when you are ready to go into the journey of renewing your mind or to learn, educate your mind about specific wisdom, one of them respect, or for your child, if it is teenager or whatever the age, not infant, but you know, teenagers are better. Wisdom of respect. Respect is an energy, and that energy's work is to draw perimeter limits for the mind. If the mind knew about its perimeter limit freedom, it wouldn't cross it to cause discomfort in the life of someone else. So I would be happy to consult with you, your child, your friend. So as you are entering into that journey, you have plenty of information. And not only that, but you will stay connected with me and through Wise Mind Radio Show and the other books that are already been edited on Wise Mind, Universal Wisdom Education, that, you know, there is a lot that you will need to know and understand before and as you are walking into that journey. Thank you so very much for joining us tonight. I'd like to remind you that we appreciate you, and visit our website at www.wisemindevelopment.org. Always invite a young mind to listen to the show. You can use the same URL link that I posted on those of you who follows me on social network. Use the same URL link to access the show archives. So you can listen and encourage your child at whatever the time that is possible for you to listen to the show. There is a lot to learn. It is an educational show. And the education is the cultivation of a mind that can reason, vision, and create at both human and being level. Why? We are human beings, meaning two components that forms the entity of the human being. So thank you again. Thank you so much. And let's continue to share wisdom of the mind with everyone that we know. Thank you again. Have a good evening, And have a good weekend, a pleasant weekend. I will see you again here on Wise Minds Radio Show next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Thank you. I believe in you. I know you are good. All we need, me too. We are created good. Our minds, nothing is wrong with our minds. All it needs, what it needs is the right wisdom to guide and guide its decision-making process. All minds are great and young, to energies of age. Thank you again. I shall see you later. Good night, and good night, Gigi.
Good night, Tito. Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.